Just to manage everyone's expectations, if you are expecting a short homily, I am going to disappoint you. Just so you know. There is a lot going on in the world today, isn't there? I mean, our country has been at war for 8 years. Our economy is still struggling to recover from some very bad times, and millions of people are still out of work. 11 days ago, an earthquake virtually destroyed an entire city, leaving tens of thousands of people dead, and over 1 million people without homes. So, we're supposed to believe that the kingdom of God is at hand? I mean, when we look around at the world, when we watch the news or read the headlines, and we see the suffering that's present, we could get the idea that things are literally going to hell. Or when we feel the constraints that are placed on us, the limitations on our religious expression at work or at school or in the public arena, we might be tempted to believe that Satan is maybe finally winning. I mean, God forbid that we utter a prayer in any place that might be overheard by somebody who doesn't share our belief in a higher power. But yet, Jesus announced that the kingdom of God is at hand. And we know that Jesus is no fool. So what? How are we supposed to reconcile what we see with what we know? Today's readings maybe help some. And the first reading from Nehemiah describes how the people of Israel stood before the gate of Jerusalem and listened to the law being read aloud. Their joy at hearing the law proclaimed and explained made them cry. But Ezra instructed them to go and throw a party and to invite people who couldn't afford to do so because it was the day of the Lord. He wanted the people to realize that what they were hearing was a cause for celebration. Now, in the gospel reading, Jesus shocks the people of his hometown as he starts his public ministry. He reads from the book of Isaiah, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring glad tidings to the poor." Jesus was announcing that he'd arrived, and that the kingdom was now at hand. What a shocking statement to make in front of a bunch of people who had known you since you were in diapers. But, see, Jesus proceeded to prove what he was saying. He left Nazareth and he went out to free the captives of sin. He restored sight to the blind. And ultimately, he set all of the oppressed free through his death on the cross. Jesus talked about the kingdom of God being at hand, and then Jesus went out and he made it happen. Now, I noted that there are an awful lot of bad things going on in the world that seem to contradict this whole kingdom of God thing. And if we just look at the surface, if we just look at the headlines or that little strip that runs across the bottom of the TV, we could be driven to despair. There is an awful lot of pain and suffering in the world. There are wars. There is economic turmoil. And there have been natural disasters. But look beneath the surface. Sure, there's a war. Actually, two. But look at the work that our soldiers, sailors, and airmen are doing in the lives of the people who are being affected by those unfortunate but necessary wars. They're working to keep the civilian population safe and to improve their lives at the same time that they're trying to root out the evildoers who are in their midst. Yes, there is economic disaster. But look at all the people who are stepping up to help those who are most affected by these hard times. From food pantries to networking groups and everywhere in between, churches in our city and across the country are working to help those who can't get by on their own and who need our help. And really watch the news that's coming out of Haiti. Millions are homeless, thousands have died, but people from all over the world have donated hundreds of millions of dollars to aid those folks. Individuals and corporations have shipped ton after ton of supplies to Haiti to help out. People have literally put their lives on hold, dropped everything, and gone to Haiti to try to make a difference in the lives of the people who've been most affected by the earthquake. See, these people are the kingdom of God at hand in the midst of all these disasters. This is why we can proudly proclaim that the kingdom of God really is at hand. But lest we get too proud, maybe we should look at one area in which, just maybe, there's a little more prophetic work to be done. This past Friday marked the 36th anniversary of the Supreme Court decision Roe v. Wade, a decision which has led to over 50 million, 50 followed by 60, 50 million unborn children never seeing the light of day. Talk about something that works against the kingdom. And yes, it is a shame. But as sad and as wrong as those statistics are, I'm not going to talk about them. I'd like to talk about us. I read a commentary this week by a sister, Bernadette Rice, in which she asked some tough questions. Essentially, sister's point was this. Are we just mouthpieces for the church's teaching on abortion, running around talking about how evil abortion is and about how it carries this penalty of automatic excommunication, which it does? Or are we actively addressing the things which push women to seek abortions? Are we just protesting outside of clinics? Or are we offering to take in women who are in crisis pregnancies? You know, I'm sure all of us are all for supporting abortion alternatives, but have we considered opening our doors, opening our wallets, opening our lives to ensure that women who need our help really do have an alternative to abortion? Maybe it's time for the people of God to stand up, take stock, and step out into the streets to proclaim with our lives that the kingdom of God really is at hand in our lives and in the lives of those we touch. But you know, as I stand here and say that, that's really just a bunch of pretty words. It doesn't really mean anything. It sounds good, but it doesn't mean squat. What am I doing? What am I doing to make all of this real? Do I have room in my house for somebody? Can I open my doors? And these are questions that we all perhaps ought to ask ourselves. Do I have space in my house into which I could welcome some young lady who's in a crisis pregnancy, whose father's looked at her and said, "Oh, you come home pregnant, I'm throwing you out"? Am I really supporting those ministries that attempt to help people who are in trouble? Do I have room in my house for one of these children who otherwise may end up in a red plastic bag behind some clinic. Oh, I've got enough kids. I got all I want. But do I have room for one more? I can talk the talk. I can stand here and wag my finger at everybody all day long. But I'm really just hot air unless I look for something specific that I can go out and do to change the world as it is. When all of us are out there on the street, and instead of just protesting in front of the abortion clinic, which is important, we are actually opening our homes, opening our lives to these real people who have a real situation that needs a real solution now, and it's either going to come in the form of a suction tube and a plastic bag, or it's going to come in the form of some member of the body of Christ opening their arms to welcome that new life to their house. Unless I make that difference, I'm really just making noise. But we have it within us to do that. I asked how we were supposed to reconcile what we see in the world with what we know to be true. This is how we do it, brothers and sisters. We quit talking about what we know, and we go out and do something about it. Jesus' proclamation of the kingdom didn't happen in a vacuum. And he didn't say all of those pretty words so that people could stand at the back of the synagogue and congratulate him on what a good sermon he preached. Jesus immediately got up, left Nazareth, and went out and did the things that proved that the kingdom of God really was at hand, that made the kingdom of God a reality on the ground. He liberated captives. He gave sight to the blind, both literally and figuratively, spiritually. And he freed the oppressed. And he continues to do it today through his body, the church. All of us are part of Christ's body, as Paul pointed out in the second reading. We all share a responsibility to do Christ's work in the world. We all, every single one of us, has a part to play. We see Christ at work in his church every time there's a problem or a hardship in the world. We make the kingdom of God present every time we extend a hand to a neighbor in need. Brothers and sisters, Christ is counting on us. How can we individually make his kingdom more apparent in the world? Whose life can we change? Whose life can we save by standing up, stepping out, and being counted?